Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Welcome everyone. My name is Sean, and today we got to talk about this absolutely horrifying story out of the city of Oakland, where a carjacker who stole a car from somebody who had their two-year-old in the back seat drove 4 miles away, realized there was a child there, and then he dumped the two-year-old in the middle of the street, and he was wandering into traffic. That's the level of humanity that we're dealing with these criminals, with these car thieves, with these thugs. And that's what I want to talk about today. But before we do, I want to say thank you to everyone who signed up over at actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay.
And thank you to the podcast listeners, Spotify, Apple, and Google's podcasting platform.
This shocking video shows the moment a suspect driving a stolen vehicle suddenly stops with a two-year-old boy in his lap, carries him out of the car, leaves the boy, and drives off.
So as many of you guys are already aware, I actually had my own personal vehicle stolen from me recently, and now I am in favor of the death penalty for the person that stole my car, and for everybody who even witnessed this person driving my vehicle, the thief. All of them death penalty. Not only that, you should tear down his home and set the bricks on fire. But the thing is, that's like my tongue-in-cheek response, because it is quite upsetting, it is quite distressing, but it's a whole other level when somebody steals your vehicle, when somebody carjacks you, and they do so with your two-year-old inside the vehicle. And that's what actually happened out in the city of Oakland. One of these thugs, one of these criminals, either directly carjacked the parent, or they were like unloading groceries into their home and were away from the vehicle, but the engine was running. So they hopped in, took off, and drove 4 miles away with this child, a child of 2 years old, barely walking. That's what ended up happening. A carjacking turned kidnapping, but the criminal in this instance had the mercy to let the kid go. And when I say had the mercy to let the kid go, I meant had no regard for human life, no regard for the child's safety, and quite literally dumped him on a busy street out in public where the kid could have got hit by a car if not for some very honorable bystanders.
The two-year-old boy is left wandering alone. Less than a minute later, a bus driver stops and calls for help.
It's one thing for you to steal somebody's car. It's one thing for you to carjack them. As we talked about, this can be financially ruinous for the person. It's another thing to inadvertently kidnap the child and not abandon the vehicle somewhere close so that the parents can recover their child. But this guy took it a step further. Not only did he drop this kid off, he left him in the street. And this is a really busy street. It's huge. A lot of cars are passing by. And he didn't even have the decency to leave this two-year-old on the sidewalk. Just think about that. If not for this bus and all of the people from this community running out to see what was going on, this kid could have easily wandered into traffic. He's incredibly tiny and gotten hit and gotten killed. And the lack of care for that seems like it's worse than if this person would have deliberately intended to harm the child. But that kid's life mattered not to that criminal.
They found a child, and the police said a vehicle had pulled over and dropped the child off and then fled to a black-male juvenile about 2 years old.
People in the area begin to come out of their businesses to help the two-year-old.
And I want you to think about that. I want you to absorb that lack of humanity and then think about people like Jessica Burbank, who thinks that the car thief is actually the victim here, the carjacker, and the reason he's stealing cars is because the price of used cars is just so high right now that he can't afford it.
So I think about like what contributes. If property crime is also down and burglary is also down, why are we seeing an increase in carjackings? I mean, we saw an increase in the price of used cars and trucks go up by 40%. That's a very high number. I think people are really struggling to afford cars, and it's really sad.
And of course, he needs the car to do everyday things like go to the grocery store.
And people are really struggling. They need cars to go get groceries, go to work, what have you.
Look, the reason I keep playing that clip of Jessica Burbank is because it's so asinine and insane on its own. On its face, it's insanely stupid, and it shows what a privileged bubble that she lives in, where she doesn't have to interact with criminals. But when you hear her describe how she imagines a criminal thinks versus the raw actions of those criminals, you realize that it's even more ridiculous. She's basically on another planet, totally disconnected from this reality. Because if you can look at this situation and tell me you genuinely think that that guy just couldn't afford a car, so he had to abandon the two-year-old on the street, that that guy just couldn't find a way to get to the grocery store, so he had to abandon this two-year-old and had no time to even leave him on the sidewalk, then you're ridiculous. You're an absurd human being. You're so disconnected from reality that you shouldn't be a political commentator allegedly trying to give an educated opinion. You might actually be more suited in a mental hospital, although espousing those opinions might even be too ridiculous for them.
People in the area begin to come out of their businesses to help the two-year-old.
Look, thankfully, there were people in the area. Thankfully, people reacted. It was so ridiculous, so over the top, so criminal, so brutish, so inhuman that all of these people leapt to help this kid, including a guy that this was actually in front of where he lives. But one of the saddest parts about this, one of the most disturbing parts about this, is you actually have the man who lived there say that this doesn't surprise him.
It just happened just right outside my front door right there. These things happen don't really surprise me anymore because it's just crime is on a upswing.
Look, I cover crime all the time on this channel, and I know horrible, horrible things happen to
a human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
People and horrible things happen to children. I am not immune to that. But this level of broad daylight indifference, just throwing this kid out into the street, not even putting him on the sidewalk, there's something about this that even though it's not the most brutal thing I've ever seen, it's one of the most indifferent, like not acknowledging the humanity of that child to such a level that it does stand out. This should be surprising. This is a unique kind of thing, and it's crazy. I remember I did another story, I don't know if I have the clip, of somebody who did something similar, jumped in a car, sped off, found out there was a baby inside, heard the mother screaming, so he ended up jumping out of the car and fleeing because that kid, that criminal, even though he's a repeat offender, repeat car thief, didn't want to kidnap somebody else's child. This guy had no qualms about that, and again, thought the child was such an inconvenience that he was fine if that kid got ran over, but there was just nothing there. No feelings, no humanity. And this is a person you know for sure, if they're this cold-blooded, that has stolen cars before and will steal cars again. And what we'll find out is that Pamela Price didn't prosecute him. What we'll find out is that he wasn't treated seriously. He wasn't treated as enough of a threat. What we'll find out is that under California's old system, he might have been sent to prison, but under the new system, he ends up getting sent to jail if he was convicted of anything and then released due to capacity limitations based on that law in California where you can't send certain offenders to prison, so then they all end up in jail. Jails get overcrowded, so they just get released.
This is the emotional moment when the boy was reunited with his mom. He had been in the back seat of their vehicle when the car was stolen outside their home in Oakland. We pieced together how the boy was found in San Leandro, 4 miles from home. Turns out a police officer in San Leandro had been listening to the Oakland police radio.
I actually heard that Oakland was investigating a stolen vehicle that may have involved a child being taken with it. So once our officers were able to make that connection, we notified OPD that we had an infant found.
So right here, you have a good cop. Clearly and obviously, he was listening, alert. He heard about this case in Oakland, matched it to this other call about the two-year-old over here, puts them together, connects it to the Oakland PD, and gets the child returned to his mother. All praise to him, all praise to everybody who stopped and wanted to help this kid. You have my full respect for your actions in this particular situation. However, I will point out that they used to have some better cops in the city of Oakland as well, but then they defunded the police, and because of that, crime went up, thefts went up, and they actually reversed a positive trend, which was one of the first positive trends in criminality in Oakland in 40 years, all based on the Black Lives Matter riots. So this weakening of the police department, this ineptitude in the mayor's office, this ridiculous over-the-top let every criminal out district attorney, all of this adds up to consequences like this, where repeat offenders, and believe me, when they catch him, guaranteed he's going to have a record, are released over and over and over again, and they're able to show you repeatedly how inhumane they are as you're trying to pretend they're innocent angels who just needed to make it to the grocery store.
The mother tracked her phone miles away from San Leandro. Her car was all the way in Marin County at a McDonald's parking lot.
The mother was able to give us continuous updates at one point showing that the devices appear to be on Tiburon Boulevard. Our sheriff's deputies responded and located the vehicle unoccupied in the McDonald's parking lot. The security camera footage showed a male and a female exit the stolen vehicle and then leave going northbound behind McDonald's.
The car was recovered, and now Tiburon police and Marin County deputies were set on finding the suspect.
Plainclothes detectives, along with Tiburon PD, were able to look in the area and found two subjects sitting at a bus stop near Rock Hill Road on Tiburon Boulevard.
Now, the suspect is 31-year-old Oakland resident Viorel Andre Moriari, who was arrested on suspicion of multiple offenses, including kidnapping, carjacking, and child abuse. Now, I've been looking, and as of right now, I have not been able to find a mugshot for this person, nor find his criminal record, but I am happy to report that as of right now, they did, in fact, hold this person without bail, which is a good start, considering the total indifference this 34-year-old had for the life of that child. But of course, I will be on this case. I will be looking into the record. I want to see what he did before, what he was let off of, and all that, because this is quite the dangerous individual. And by the way, the woman that was with him, they actually let go. He probably didn't participate in the original crime or whatever. He might have picked her up along the way, and that might be the reason. Or it could be shoddy police work at the end of the situation, even though the police work was quite stellar in the earlier parts of it. So yeah, this is an absolutely crazy story. It is an obvious display of the lack of humanity of the criminal, how little they care, even for the defenseless victim, the two-year-old in this situation. And it's something that you guys should think about every time somebody tells you that, oh, this person's just doing it out of economic desperation. I don't give a damn if you're economically desperate. You can at least leave the damn kid on the sidewalk. You don't have to abandon him on the street. You can show some humanity to other people before you demand that society bend over backwards to cater to you when you're clearly and obviously not deserving of it. But hey, those are just my thoughts. So let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you liked the video, show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on my social medias, support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about a carjacker abandoning a two-year-old. Till next time.